On Mondays, we focus on technology. Today, the future of radio listening. Many of you may be listening to this program over car or home radios. How many are listening through a high-definition radio? Probably not too many. Stations do broadcast in HD, about 1,000 of them, some commercial, some public. But listeners have to have an HD radio to hear it. Stores haven't been stocking these radios because there's not much demand. That is what the radio industry is trying to change.
Just because you haven't heard them...
No, please.
...doesn't mean they aren't out there. The radio underground is real, and it's between the stations. HD Radio. Discover it.
The HD Radio Alliance is behind a $250 million ad blitz starting this week. Tom Taylor is part of that alliance. He edits the newsletter Inside Radio, published by Clear Channel Communications.
Radio's beginning to put its marketing muscle behind the idea of letting people know what HD radio is about, which is this is radio's transition to digital. This is teaching an old dog some new tricks, and they're pretty neat tricks.
Most agree that HD radio does sound better. It also helps stations squeeze more programming, more channels on the air. Still, consumers aren't buying. Ted Shadler is a consumer electronics analyst with Forrester Research.
When you have these replacement technologies, right, something that replaces what you're already doing, they're not adopted very rapidly. Consumers really wait until the old one breaks or until there's some really good reason to buy a new one before they bother to buy a new one. So if they buy a new car, maybe they'll get the HD radio. You know, if there's a Christmas present, maybe somebody will give them an HD radio.
He's not betting on HD radio's success very soon, but he says eventually HD will be everywhere.
You're going to go buy a car in a year from now, and it's going to come with an HD radio. You know, it's just going to, you're going to get it whether you ask for it or not. And what that means is that it will become ubiquitous. It may not be 5 years, but certainly 10 years from now, everybody will have HD radio, and they'll wonder, you know, how they ever lived without that high-quality radio.
For the record, Ted Shadler does not have an HD radio, and he has no plans to buy one yet.